This will be the conclusion to the tragic death of Sonny Moreno, my primo, the son of Matteo, Nacho, and Pilar, who had three sisters, and I was thinking to follow up to sort of give some idea of how it impacted, first of all, the accident impacted Father Diaz. He certainly caused a transformation from who he was before. He had to have been very, very impacted spiritually, and God had given him a heavy burden, having been the one who got into that accident. Of course, only God knows what was going through his mind at the time, whether he had seen that train coming around. He may have seen it, but misjudged how fast it was going, that's for sure. Or just tragically, the truck stalled right on the tracks, you know, where it hit the back part of the pickup truck. I do remember, not that I went to church that often, but I do remember hearing him give a sermon after the accident happened. I don't remember exactly what he said. It was just, of course, he physically looked different, not only because of the scars that he had on his face. I just had a feeling that he was a lot kinder. As I had mentioned in another story, he was really always getting upset with his Irish priests. He had that Irish Father Cornan, who was from Ireland. He had just gotten off the boat. He had this brogue that no one understood. And then, of course, he spoke Spanish. When he spoke Spanish, it was just like even worse, in the sense that they couldn't understand it. I just get the feeling, in fact, I have this, I don't know how, I guess I could tell that probably I got most impatient with him. And he'd get impatient even with the great Father Green, who was just doing wonders with the youth, and who was really an apostle of joy. It's pretty obvious that it just some effect that he had on Father Dia was very, very something. I heard much later, of course, that after he retired from the priesthood, he went back to Argentina to a home for aged priests, and that after he had been there quite some time, and he was close to ending his life, I mean, what I'm saying, towards the end of his life, he requested to be brought back there to Austin, where that horrible, horrible accident had happened, because it would be healing to know that this was a place where he was to die.